Even when much of New Orleans was still underwater, some residents, business, and political leaders vowed that the city would rise again in time to host the massive street party known as Mardi Gras. Over time, city officials decided that Mardi Gras 2006 would go on, but it would be significantly downsized, with 6 days of parades instead of the traditional 11. Now, a growing chorus of critics says even that's too much. New Orleans, they say, needs to focus on rebuilding, not revelry. Chiquita Sims is one of the organizers of the anti-Mardi Gras effort. She was a lifelong New Orleans resident until she fled to Atlanta after Katrina hit. She joins us now from that city. Chiquita Sims, why should the city call off Mardi Gras?
Well, you know, I think back to 9/11. You know, that's probably our biggest example or a similarity to what happened during Hurricane Katrina. The entire country mourned. Everybody stopped. It is time for people to rebuild their lives. It is no time for partying. The number one priority for the leadership of New Orleans is to rebuild and to replace. Mardi Gras does not need to happen.
You're saying those two things can't happen. They can't rebuild the city and host this annual celebration?
I'll tell you this. We New Orleans is a big party town. Believe me, I love it. I grew up on Mardi Gras. I love Mardi Gras. But New Orleans, what we see on television is Bourbon Street. It's uptown. There are several neighborhoods that are still without basic services like electricity, lights. I can't get land telephone service in my house right now still. There are still a lot of things that are missing from a good life or life as we knew it or being even close to that. Do you not think that people would not come back if there was affordable, adequate, safe housing, if there were jobs, if the schools were open, if 911 was working and we had a full police staff? There are a lot of reasons why we can come back, but to party is insulting.
There's a great deal of momentum now to move forward with Mardi Gras. How do you try to stop that train?
Well, you know what? I don't know if we can stop it. We are not leaders. You know, we are citizens of New Orleans. We elected people to act out on our behalf. There are numerous thousands of people who are insulted by this. This is really not a boycott against the Mardi Gras. But right now, let's take care of our people.
Chiquita Sims, mm-hmm. Thank you so much for talking to us.
You're welcome.
Chiquita Sims is now living in Atlanta. She's a former New Orleans resident, and she's helping organize the protest to try to stop Mardi Gras 2006. There are significant financial pressures to move forward with Mardi Gras. In normal years, it generates almost $1 billion in spending and $55 million in state, parish, and city revenues. Even a fraction of that would help the financially hobbled city, which is why many of the city's business leaders want at least some of the traditional good times to roll on. Stephen Perry is president and CEO of the New Orleans Marketing and Convention Visitors Bureau, and he joins us now from his office. Mr. Perry, this is a question your members have some interest in. Why should a city that cannot provide even basic services, such as water and electricity, stage Mardi Gras?
Well, water and electricity is being provided to half the city, and we literally are a tale of two cities, Michelle, at this point.
Half the city, only half.
Exactly. The commercial core of the city, the tourism areas of the city, are up and operating and functioning, and the tourism industry here is attempting to lead the economic and social recovery of this city. And the key to this city's recovery, because the largest employer in this city is the tourism and hospitality industry, 40% of the city's budget that provides the basic services, transportation, and assistance to most of our city's population comes from our industry. So it is very important that we realize that at a time when we mourn our losses, when we plan for our future, when we attempt to bring many of those who are dislocated home, that we remember that we have to rebuild the economics of this city.
Now, New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin says he's willing to support Mardi Gras, but only if the hospitality industry kicks in and helps those who were displaced. Let's take a listen to what he had to say.
I want to see a Mardi Gras, but I want to see the hotel and the tourist industry do something more substantial for New Orleanians. And I want to see them take a percentage of the profits that they would get from Mardi Gras and put that in a fund to help people come back to the city.
So the mayor is calling on the hospitality industry to step up. Do you think that's going to happen?
Well, the mayor's gotten it all wrong. And the reality is the tourism industry has stepped up before every other industry in the city to assist in bringing people home. The hotels have carved out nearly 25% of their inventory to bring their employees and their families back, to provide them their jobs, their health care benefits, and to help get this industry and this city stood back on its feet. The reality is most of the tourism-related businesses have lost more than 50% of their business base. And as they're attempting to recover and to manage through almost unfathomable losses, the mayor really has kind of, I think, lost sight of the fact that we are helping lead this recovery and, in fact, want to utilize Mardi Gras to help provide more money for him to do the city services and do those things that are critical to bringing people home.
Stephen Perry, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you, Michelle. Good to be with you.
Stephen Perry is president and CEO of the New Orleans Marketing and Convention Visitors Bureau. I also spoke with Chiquita Sims, who thinks Mardi Gras should be canceled this year.